to life. Hey, yeah, hey, oh.
Jimmy Nevis doing some heart boxing on Wild Coast Radio. Bringing us to 8 o'clock, we had the Doobie Brothers in there as well. Listen to the music, listen to the news coming up right now. In your top stories, South Africa will resume trade talks with America. Members of Parliament remain unconvinced about the independence of the CETA panel. And Kusatu calls on a government to protect the economy. The South African government will resume trade talks with America next week. The two governments will participate in the US-Africa Business Summit. The summit takes place less than a month before America's import tariffs are set to go into effect. US President Donald Trump announced an increase in import tariffs against several countries earlier this year. South Africa is expected to talk to the US about the proposed framework agreement. The agreement includes an increase in liquid gas imports from America. Members of Parliament have continued to express concern about the independence of the panel that helped to appoint the Sector Education and Training Authority's board chairpersons. The Minister of Higher Education and Training, Nombuchile Nkabane, revealed the names of the panel in Parliament this week. She faced criticism over her refusal to reveal the names of the panel. Members of Parliament say the panel members are not independent, as the minister claims. The government estimates that it will cost 1.2 billion rand to rebuild the homes that were destroyed by floods in the Eastern Cape. Last week's weather claimed the lives of at least 90 people and destroyed homes and infrastructure. More than 4,600 people were affected by the disaster. The provincial government will give victims building materials to rebuild their homes. People have been asked not to rebuild near rivers. The Good Party says the City of Cape Town and the Passenger Rail Agency of SA continue to fail to address safety at level crossings. This follows an accident involving a vehicle and a train at a level crossing yesterday. The party says several accidents have happened at level crossings in the city over the years and have claimed the lives of many people. The Good Party's Secretary General Brett Herron says the city must take responsibility for the situation. Kusatu has called on the government to shield the economy from the possible impact of the conflict in the Middle East. The call follows concerns that the conflict between Israel and Iran could lead to an increase in fuel prices in South Africa. Kusatu says the increase will have a negative impact on workers and the country's economy. Kusatu's parliamentary coordinator Matthew Parks says the government must implement measures to protect South Africans from this. International news. The Turkish President Recep Erdogan says Iran has the right to defend itself against Israel. The two countries have traded missile attacks since Israel attacked Iran last week. Israel claims that it is trying to prevent Iran from producing nuclear weapons. Erdogan has described Israel's actions as state terrorism and thuggery and says the Jewish state is the biggest threat to peace in the Middle East. And financials. Gold selling at $3,373.50 a fine ounce. A barrel of Brent, $76.44. A US dollar, 18 rand 4, the British pound, 24 rand 19, and the euro, 20 rand 69. A bitcoin, $104,840.67. That's all for this bulletin.
From the Wild Coast to the world, Wild Coast Radio.
Hold my hand as we walk this road. It ain't easy now, I've been told. I'll be your cash if you'll be my rose. Oh, I love you from your head to your toes. Let's keep falling, falling in love. Let's keep falling, falling in love. If your heart gives me warm when the sun goes down, so run away with me, let's leave this old town. And keep falling, falling in love. And keep falling, falling in love.